One Saturday at a backyard cookout, Dan Rosenberg, an architect in St. Louis, enjoyed a cheeseburger. It's a food he'd enjoyed many times before.
Woke up maybe 2 or 3 hours after I went to sleep with this searing, burning pain in my stomach. Hey, let's be clear here. This was like a 9 on the 10 scale.
That same thing happened after eating meat a few more times before Rosenberg went to his doctor and underwent all kinds of tests to find out what was going on. But the test all came back clean, and his doctor told him he didn't really know what to do.
And I'm like, I'm telling you, it's only these certain meats that are causing the problem.
Then his doctor told him about a rare allergy to red meats that was brought on by tick bites.
And that's when I kind of had that sinking feeling, and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Because I remembered exactly 2 weeks before the first reaction, I had gotten a tick bite.
Well, he's unlucky. There are definitely some like that. But the bulk of us, I just get itching and hives.
Dr. Thomas Platts-Mills is head of the Asthma and Allergic Disease Center at the University of Virginia. He was among the first to describe the connection between the parasite and the allergy. And Platts-Mills himself suffers from the allergy after being bitten by many ticks while hiking on the Blue Ridge Mountains.
And I'd been walking for 5 hours. When I came down, my feet were itching like crazy.
Among tick bites, itching is a symptom unique to the Lone Star tick. Distinctive for the white dot on its back, the Lone Star is one of the most common ticks throughout the South and Midwest and is found as far north as Maine. Platts-Mills' team had already been suspecting this tick as the perpetrator of an allergic reaction to the cancer drug cetuximab, which they were researching at the time. The reaction was being caused by a sugar known as alpha-gal, which is also found in the meat of most non-primate mammals.
Beef, pork, lamb, goat, sheep, horse, rabbit, squirrel.
But what was causing patients to develop the allergy remained elusive until they noticed an overlap between where patients were having the reactions and the range of the ticks. Platts-Mills' itchy feet offered an opportunity to test the theory.
So I took blood every week for the next, 6 weeks. So we could actually see my level of antibody going up.
Not just any antibodies, these are alpha-gal-specific antibodies that are responsible for the allergic reaction to red meat. A bite from a Lone Star tick that's already fed on an animal that carries alpha-gal, a deer for instance, can cause humans to develop them. But not everyone who is bitten by a Lone Star will develop the allergy, and Platts-Mills says the tick's uniquely itchy bite provides a useful indicator.
If a person reports tick bites and they itch for more than 2 weeks after the bite, then they are likely to have the alpha-gal allergy.
An intradermal allergy test, though, is more accurate. In some cases, the allergy can go away in a year or two, but for most people who develop it, the only solution is to stop eating red meat. You can still eat fish, chicken, and turkey, though, and Platts-Mills says that's not all bad.
I was over 50 when I got it, and my cardiologist was already telling me not to eat red meat. And so all I have to do is avoid eating red meat, and I don't get reactions.
Bram Sablesmith, Side Effects Public Media.